Let's talk to Tim Gregory. He is an investment manager at Vermeer Investment Management. Very good morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Nick.
So I know that we have strange sleeping patterns. Got to ask you, first of all, were you watching the midterms or were you watching the cricket?
Caught out a bit of both. Yeah. I must confess, as you know, I'm cricket tragic, and I was lucky enough to go to Galle in Sri Lanka, where they're playing the first test match many years ago. Which I thought was one of the best places on the planet to watch cricket, with the fort above the pitch where people can go and watch for free, and a small 8,000 ground sort of sold out. It was absolute tragedy if it's true that this is the last test match that will ever be played there, and they're going to build another concrete bowl that will seat more people but have no atmosphere by comparison to this gorgeous place to watch test match cricket, which I think there's 8,000 people in the ground, of which 7,000 British cricket fans cheering on the English in the time. And so far, so good. They're doing well.
They are doing very well. Right, are there 8,000 people in the US shouting for Mr. Trump this morning?
Well, the results of the midterms, I guess, were a mixture. So, on the one hand, the Democrats have taken back the House, which is a triumph for them and for Nancy Pelosi, but without getting the blue wave, as it was described, that people thought they might get. And President Trump's Republicans have maintained control of the Senate, and it would appear that in states where he campaigned personally that they did quite well. So, you know, checks and balances, and, you know, from a market perspective, Asian markets were pretty quiet, the Japanese market was up at lunchtime, faded into the close, yep. European markets have started well, and it's quite interesting if you look at the sort of trying to pick out what sectors there might be interest in. So I think Nancy Pelosi was making comments about the healthcare sector. And as we know, you know, Hillary Clinton, when she campaigned for the presidency, she campaigned on lower drug prices. But the overriding feeling, judging by the fact that European drug stocks are higher this morning, is actually the logjam between the fact that the Senate will be controlled by the Republicans, the House will be controlled by the Democrats, means that probably not much will get done. And the logjam of politics in the US will carry on,
right?
And that will be that. And the, you know, so the, I mean, the other interesting sector, which we'll see what happens, and we've talked about this before, is also they talked about infrastructure, and Democrats very keen, as Hillary Clinton was, on pushing for a significant improvement in spending on US infrastructure. And of course, the president has also been keen on that. It's one of those things that's appeared to have bipartisan support, and yet, to this point, nothing's been done. So we'll see how sort of US infrastructure-related stocks respond to that this afternoon. Because, as we talked about before, actually, they have been very beaten up this year, having done tremendously well early in this presidency and have lost all their premium in recent months because expectations that simply nothing would get done on infrastructure and that the economy might be peaking and rolling over.
Understood. OK, let's talk about the quarterly results. A good US set of numbers, generally.
Oh, look, absolutely. When we went into the results season, expectations were for growth of somewhere between 18 and 20% for earnings per share. The outturn has been closer to 25% with 9% revenue growth. That's sensational performance, and the third quarter of over 20%. But of course, markets look forward, not backwards. We kind of knew they were going to have great results. It's been much more about guidance, and companies who've guided modestly or poorly have seen their shares hit hard.
Yeah.
So, you know, where that's left us, having seen things like Amazon roll over on their numbers and Google to a lesser extent, and so, you know, the FANG is questioned is, has that rolled over? You know, Amazon's a long way off the top now since it peaked at $1 trillion market cap. You know, has that just put the market back in this trading range where we've spent most of the year? We're at about 27.50. We've talked about the 29.30 peak. You know, as I said before, I was surprised that we went above the 28.70, but we did, didn't last for long, and we're now back right in the middle. And that seems to me, given where valuations are now and the uncertainty, to be about right.
Right. OK, well, that brings us nicely into the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Perhaps next time we'll talk about 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're going to have a Santa rally?
It's possible. You know, because, you know, I think the focus of attention now will probably turn more to the Fed and the pace of interest rates. Yeah. You know, they've got the elections out of the way. So, you know, it's always possible that, you know, we'll see a Santa rally. Question the starting point, you know, whether markets, you know, ease and then rally into Christmas and we end up pretty much where we are, or we, you know, move back towards, you know, the high levels and then struggle to take those out, which I personally think it will be a struggle to get back above the higher ground and, you know, and into 2019. Now you've got this significant issue now where valuations look okay. You've got uncertainty over the path of interest rates. You've got uncertainty over Brexit. You've got uncertainty over the trade talks. And, you know, I think one of the most important things now, as we've talked about in the past, is that the president has set a very high store by the strength of the stock market. And the stock market has started to worry about these increased tariffs that are going to come through in January and the impact it's going to have on the Chinese economy, because it's such a big driver for global growth.
Yep.
And, you know, so I said before, I think both parties need a deal, and I certainly stick by that. I think it's important for both sides to try and find a negotiated settlement that avoids the worst risks that a trade war could have in 2019.
Tim, on that note, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.